Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hey there, how are you? We're heading for the weekend. Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. And Sean Carey, in a second, we'll hear from Steve in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. You can get in touch with us anytime. Zip us an email, stevejones@wkok.com. Also find us on social media, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Twitter handle at stevejonespsu. And you can subscribe to our Steve Jones Show podcast. It is available on both the Apple Podcast app, iTunes, and Google Play, and you'll also find 3 months of shows always archived for you at stevejonesshow.com.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, there are moments of brilliance in there, fleeting and few and far between, but, and you'll have to really take your time to pick out where those moments are.
Well, you were on a roll yesterday with the talk about Cale Sanderson and how to coach up a team. That was wonderful. That was terrific.
Well,
stuff.
The only reason I did it, though, is because it backed up what I've been saying for years.
But it's amazing how simplistic of an approach it is. And it just goes to thinking, man, maybe we're just overthinking it a little too much as to how we guide this team to future wins down the road.
In all seriousness, all kidding aside, everyone's heard me basically say that for almost 7 years on this show. And, Kevin and I would get into it a little bit about this. And I completely understand where Kevin's coming from. Kevin has always come from the perspective of a lifelong fan, which I understand. And part of being a lifelong fan, football, basketball, auto racing, whatever it may be, bowling, is that certain narratives start to develop about sports. And the intensity, in other words, the storyline part. It's the television does storylines. And I get that part. There's a poetry to it. It's a TV show and so forth. And you know how I'll kid around with Kevin about the intro to a game, right? Because that's the storyline. Well, he knows that I've always been very intro schminto, I don't care. To me, the storyline is, I'll give you an example. If Penn State is playing, let's pick a team here that, let's see. Penn State's playing, I'll give you one. Penn State's playing Ohio State in basketball this past year. Let's just take that. When the season began, if you were to ask me in October, name a team on Penn State's schedule they're playing home and away that they would sweep, I would have told you Ohio State. All seriousness. Now, yeah, remember, the questions being asked of me in October or November, I would have said Ohio State. Because I didn't think Ohio State, I thought what Penn State had coming back was much better than what Ohio State had coming back. And also, Penn State didn't really lose anybody from the season before, but Ohio State did. Now, this is October, November. Now the season starts, and Ohio State starts winning and winning and winning and winning. Well, suddenly when Penn State goes out to play them in Columbus, you know, it's going to be a big game anyway, because every game when you're trying to fight to get to the NCAA tournament is a big game. But suddenly it takes on a whole different meaning because Ohio State is really good. And then Penn State beat them. Wow. Now, again, in October you asked me the same question, and my feeling going in was they should sweep that team. But then when they beat them, it was a big win because Ohio State was much better than I thought they were going to be. You'll get teams like that through the game when it comes up. Takes on its own meaning one way or the other in terms of rivalry. Rivalry doesn't mean much to me. Never has. It's what is the challenge at that particular moment as to who you're facing. So, you know, people say, well, you don't understand the Pitt rivalry. I've been here since 1976. You don't think I don't get it? The problem is I actually do get it. And I look at it as when they're decent, they're decent. When they're not, they're not. They're, to me, they're another team. When they're really good and can really challenge you, okay. And that's why I've always just labeled it as, you know, one at a time. What's the challenge in front of the team at that particular moment? How does it match up between the two teams? And I know it's a very analytical look at it, but I take the emotion out of the thing. And the reason I take the emotion out of it is, again, you can fly through that tunnel, you can run through that tunnel, here we go, this is going to be great, this is our rival. And then guess what happens? You get smacked in the mouth the third play of the game. Now for the next 141 plays, you better buckle up and go. That's where the want comes in, the want to win. And I thought the way it was articulated, and Corey Geiger, by the way, to his credit, did a great job of putting that together and kind of bringing it all together. But that was the important part. It's what I've tried to talk about forever on this show. I mean, I've tried to talk about that forever on this show. And that's the reason why, is that it's about who gets up at 5 a.m. because they want to be there. In other words, hey, I'm up at 5 a.m. No, I'm actually up at 4:55. You have to have natural talent, obviously. You have to start with that. I can want to win the Masters, but I'm not talented enough to win the Masters. But there are other areas in life where maybe I do have talent. So that's, you know, so that's where your want comes in. Well, Kale has talented wrestlers, but they go to work on what it takes to be a champion, not the mumbo jumbo of, oh yeah, I'm going to get even with that guy. Well, guess what? Some guy time that guy's going to make a move on you, and you better be able to counter it. Right? That team is going to go on a run. You'd better be able to counter it. That team's going to start going on a drive. You better be able to find a way to counter it. Or you offensively, look, down by 10 points. All right, let's summon it up here. Show some guts in this huddle. Let's go. Doesn't matter at that point about rivalry, hate, us against the world. I mean, that to me is always been turn-off stuff to me. It always has been, because I think talk is cheap. Oh, wait a minute. That's what I do for a living. Hold on. Let me stop laughing. Talk is cheap. You could talk all you want. Hey, it's not a debating contest. You got to do. You got to go. The want is, I want to watch extra tape because I need to be better. The want is, I need to figure out how to counter, because every time this move is made on me, I'm not very good at it. I stay an extra, I don't know, hour on my own figuring out how to do it. My three-point shot, I'm a good three-point shooter. I'm in a slump. All right, I'm going to stay an extra hour. We're going to take nothing but three-point shots. That's the want. All right, I'm matched up against Jackson of Ohio State. I'm watching extra tape. Huh, you know what? He really likes to go right a lot more. He has this certain move. If I see it, I'm going to be able to counter it. There's safety cheats on a play-action fake to the running back. I can see why the coaches want to put this play in. I've got to be aware of when he cheats and how he does it. I mean, that's the want. Rivalries drive TV ratings and tickets. Completely understandable. Built-in, quote, hate for the opponent drives rivalries and drives tickets and TV ratings and storylines. A desire to get even bulletin board material, things like that, again, drives ratings and tickets. If you need that stuff to drive you personally, I really don't want you on my team. I don't. I want somebody who's a self-driven motivator. Somebody inside that just has that. I want that find it, that self-motivation, that drive. I don't need to be motivated by that guy. I've got me. Now, part of the toughest job of a coach is trying to look at an athlete. And when they think they're giving it everything they have, well, coach, I'm giving it everything they have, and the coach knows there's more. That's where they've got to make that breakthrough in coaching. It's not easy to do. But that's why we talked about that yesterday. Cale Sanderson articulated, far better than I have, I think, elements I've talked about over 7 years, when I don't believe in that stuff. I just don't. I've never believed in us against the world. I've never believed in rivalries. I've never believed in hating the opponent. I believe that I've got to want it more than anybody else. Always, you know, I mean, I've always felt that way. I mean, remember this year, Shikellamy played Sealands Grove in football, right?
That's right.
Right, and it was a big regular season game because they're so close to each other and distance, so the fans get into it, the whole thing. But what made the second game really, really big? Because the stakes. The stakes made it big. Not the fact that it was Sealands Grove, not the fact that it was Shikellamy, it was the stakes. That was the driving force. Who was going to win the title, move on? I mean, that's the reality of it. That's the reality of it. So I'm glad Cale was able to articulate that, and Corey did a great job of putting it all together in a form that everybody could understand. It was really well done. I know there are certain myths in sports. I mean, a lot of sports is built on myth. Oh, you know, the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry, Michigan-Ohio State, Duke-North Carolina, it's the greatest rivalry. Guess what? What does it mean when you get smacked in the mouth? It's only you're down 10 points. I mean, you're like going, oh, it's the rivalry game. I got to play better. You're looking around saying, like any other game, what the heck we got to do here? Let's get back on our horse. Let's get going here. You know, that's why it's so great at this level to see leaders develop. Take, like, Trace McSorley. Here's the want, okay? The want is also then becoming a leader and then looking at everybody saying, hey, look, 7-on-7 is at 4:30 this afternoon on June 28th. And then somebody shows up at 4:25 and he says, hey, I thought we said we're starting at 4:30. Yeah, it's 4:25. No, at 4:30, we're already out here working. And you'd be here by 4:15. That's being on time, okay? That kind of leadership mantle's passed down. You also have people that, through their personality, want to lead by example. But you do need people who have to lead by opening up their mouths and using their voices to then back up their own personal performance. There are listeners and there are talkers. Sean is too often put in the category of listener. Back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
We upgrade all the time.
My computer.
My TV.
My phone.
Isn't it time you upgraded your vehicle? Upgrade your trade now at Sunbury Motors Kia.
Wanna see you in a Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia.
It's the first annual Upgrade Your Trade event. Now is the time because SMC is making it easier than ever with above market value for your trade and 0% financing for up to 75 months on 2018 Kia Fortes, Optimus, Sportages, and Serenos. 0% for 66 months on 2018 Kia Souls and Sedonas. And 0% for 60 months on 2018 Kia Rios and Niros. And all include Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Plus, there's over 25 Kia certified pre-owned vehicles on the lot, priced to move. It's the first annual Upgrade Your Trade event at Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Financing offers available to qualified buyers through KMF financing. In lieu of rebate, excludes Kia Stinger and Cadenza. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see Taylor or go to Kia.com.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Well, you have to have natural talent, obviously, to start with. I mean, again, as I pointed out, I want to win the Masters, but I'm not good enough to win the Masters. It's not what I'm best at. Now, you can debate as to what you think I'm best at. I mean, it's not really that great at that show. But again, it comes down to, in order to be really good at something, you've got to have that want. And that want has got to be there all the time. It's got to be there all the time. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, Beverage Supermarket. Well, it's going to be in the 80s tomorrow. You need a nice, refreshing beverage. How about Genesee 30-packs, just $12.95. Lion's Head IPA. 12-pack cans, $8.95. Labatt, 30 packs, $19.95. New Belgium Day Blazer, 15-pack cans, $14.95. All great deals. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar is indeed second to none, led by the barrels and the dills, all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. You know what May 2nd means to me? Not only the pretty Memorial Golf Tournament, but a stop to Brewers Outlet. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Tom's done a great job of getting a couple guys like Trey Bauer and so forth to come out to the Purdy Tournament. How about that?
Love that.
Eddie Garcia, well, believe me, they'll be on the show. I'll get the usual abuse.
I'll just give Trey the microphone and I'll step over to the side. Then you and him are good for an hour.
Yeah. Eddie Garcia, Fox Sports Radio NHL reporter and co-host of the Puck Podcast, going to join us in the next half hour. And then the King of the Pickle Bar joins us in the final half hour. Who might that be? Great to have you with us on this Friday. It's 79 degrees. I'm loving it. It's about time. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, great to have you with us. Here in the next hour, we'll get Eddie Garcia on from Fox Sports. And we'll talk to him about the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Flyers are going to give it another go against the Pittsburgh Penguins. I do mean give it another go. game one. Look, goals are not put into a bank. So it's not like the Penguins could take six of those goals, put them in the bank, and suddenly get into a 4-4 tie and withdraw one to win. You can't do that. You start all over again. But he'll play game two coming up tonight.
Yeah, as a Pens fan, I was thinking, yeah, Sidney got his second goal, making it 6-0. It's like, hey, let's spread these out a little bit. we got at least three more games.
Well, you also have the ability to put the level of doubt into one's head. Remember we talked about the want? Well, you can go out there and you can take away their desire for the want. And the Penguins did that in game one.
Well, to the Flyers' credit, though, when they went right out yesterday morning, the morning after the game one, not really any changes on the lines, and Elliott's going to be back in goal tonight for Philly.
Well, he should be. I mean, that's fine.
Sure.
I mean, that's not, you know. I mean, that's the other part, too, about we're talking about the want. And I've talked about this many times. I think one of the worst things that any organization can do on any level, I don't care whether it's radio, whether it's running Boeing, whether it's running the government, whatever it may be, right? The worst thing you can do is panic. You know, you don't want to be in a foxhole with cowards. I mean, seriously, I mean, do you want to be in a foxhole with a coward? Yeah. Oh, you don't want to do that. You want to do that. I don't mind cooler heads prevailing and saying, okay, hey, that's part of no panic. Hey, don't panic about this. But you don't want to be in a foxhole with cowards. All right? And so you talk about, look, what's my best option to win in goal? Elliott's my best option to win. So you don't panic. You stay with him. All right? Got a game plan? Maybe you didn't execute the game plan well at all in game one. Game two is a whole new start and a whole new opportunity. Right? So with that in mind, right, don't panic. It's one of the areas that you see in sports that happens a lot. Right? And it happens, believe me, it happens in companies, it happens in government, it happens. I mean, in fact, government's the worst when it comes to panicking. Huh? I mean the worst. What are people going to think? Look, just stick to your guns. If you know it's right, just do it. Okay? You want to get into a foxhole with people that actually have the guts to be in the foxhole. And you don't, you know, so if coach can't panic. They think that that's their best option. Don't panic. Now, I'll give you an example. Mike Sullivan last year. Remember this with, let's keep it in hockey for a moment. Marc-Andre Murray couldn't play. Marc-Andre Fleury. Then he kind of hit a little road, and guess what? It coincided with Murray being ready to play, so he made the change. That wasn't panicking. That was you going back to your number one goalie to see how it'd go. Now, the year before, he actually went for Murray. Remember, for one game, he went to Marc-Andre Fleury, and Fleury had a bad game. He went back to Murray, and then they won the Stanley Cup. So you don't want leadership that panics. Yeah, you don't want that. So look, you know, you'll go out there and he'll, you know, sometimes there is a reason why you lose. The other guy's just better. Remember I told you with the, I was on that show with, in Michigan, someone asked me, it was after the Big Ten tournament. They said, how did Penn State beat Ohio State three times in basketball? And I said, well, look, I could go through a laundry list of things. Couldn't handle Tony Carr, you know, athleticism, things like that. I said, but maybe there's an easy answer. They said, well, what's the easy answer? I said, Penn State's better. The host kind of stopped and said, well, I mean, maybe that's probably right. Sometimes you're just better than the other guy. You're better.
Well, that was an observation, too, after the Steelers were eliminated by Jacksonville back in January. Well, Jacksonville beat them twice in a matter of a little over 3 months. Well, yeah, could it be? Jacksonville was better last season than Pittsburgh. Those two games.
Neither game was in Jacksonville. They won both of the games in Pittsburgh, and that's what I said on the show. Maybe just right now, at this moment in time, Jacksonville's better.
By the way, Steve wasn't lying about the location of both of those games, since I was at both. Yeah. Yeah. Thankfully, I got to the Bengals game in October and saw a win.
Well, you know, it bothers me about the suit as he went to Jacksonville.
I'm the only one here.
Sat alone.
How did I get in?
He's over there at the pool in the end zone there. All by himself, watching the game on the scoreboard.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
I would think one thing that Pens and Flyers fans would agree upon, they just hope that Columbus and Washington will go seven games and just beat each other up. But still a surprise that Washington hacked on that two-goal lead last night, Columbus getting that overtime win. I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I think Columbus is a very scrappy, tough team.
They're a good team. I like Columbus, but again, the Ovechkin thing is going to be fascinating.
There's so much pressure on him now.
Well, but the pressure's been created by him. This is you know, you got to remember, in the regular season, oh, wow, but guess what? Money's on the table now. Okay, it goes back to that want. What you want in the regular season has got to, you know, now it's the postseason. It's got to be more. You need more. And that means more preparation, okay, between games, morning games, whatever, where you're locked in, set to go. You know, we talk about playing loose. Playing loose happens when you are absolutely confident in your preparation. Preparation creates loose. The ones that are tight are the ones that aren't quite sure they prepared enough. I'm wondering that with Ovechkin. Stakes are higher. Yeah, but the Pens and Flyers, I mean, that one, you know, has a chance to go seven games between those two. The Phillies, by the way, just very quickly, our show brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. We always talk about the great selection of imports, domestics, and microbrews, but they have great specials between now through Tuesday. Genesee 30 packs, just $12.95. Okay, Lion's Head IPA, 12-pack cans, $8.95. Labatt, 30-pack, $19.95. New Belgian Day Blazer, 15-pack cans, $14.95. And, of course, they have wine coolers, water, soft drink snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. That pickle bar is indeed second to none, led by the barrels and the dills. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we are in the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. The Phillies, I think they're starting to get a little handle on what's going on here. You know, I like that team. I do. I want to see it to come together. I'm going to probably have lunch with Wheels tomorrow. Wheels going to be on the show Tuesday, by the way. I'm probably going to grab some lunch with Wheels tomorrow. And we'll talk about this whole thing. By the time we're done at lunch tomorrow, I'd like to assure you that the vast majority of problems will be solved.
Wonderful.
Everything from trade to the Middle East. We'll have it all done.
Oh, you weren't talking about baseball trades. You're talking about international trade. Oh, okay.
International trade. I mean, we'll tariffs. We'll have, I mean, really. By the time we're done, we'll have all the problems solved. Now, none of it will make any sense to anybody, but we'll have it solved. Oh, we have a good time. We always do. It's going to be fun having him on the show Tuesday. No offense to all the fine Philly broadcasters, but I miss having Wheels on TV. He was about as smart and as fair as anybody out there. And I've told him that to his face before, so it's not like I'm not saying anything I haven't said to him, because I have. But you saw Dez Bryant get released. We had predicted on the show, what, about 6-7 weeks ago, they probably would release him. Naturally, of course, who burst into the studio and said, no, that won't happen.
Yeah.
Oh, they won't release him. No. Go sell something. He hates when we say that to him.
Yeah.
Go sell something.
So is this an excuse now for the Giants to get rid of Odell Beckham Jr. and bring in Dez Bryant?
No.
That may be a far-fetched question, or maybe it's not.
Right. No. I would say no. I don't know why I can see Dez ending up with the Rams or with the Bills. I don't know why, but a gut feeling. This is money. I mean, this comes down, okay, with him, it is a question of money, okay, big salary, inconsistent performance. In terms of talent, physical makeup, he's got it. But there's no consistency there. Not only that, I think he's been hurt somewhat by not having Tony Romo there. Romo seemed to have that sixth sense of where Dez usually was. Also, really was able to deliver the ball in a spot where Dez was comfortable. Dak Prescott doesn't deliver the ball quite in the same way. You can tell Dez isn't as comfortable with him. Dak Prescott doesn't have that sixth sense of where he is. He's got a better sense, Dak Prescott does, of where Cole Beasley is. I mean, it's just you work with certain people better than others. Phillies have won 3 in a row. Now 5-1 at home. They're still booing. Our main man, Gabe Kapler. And they may do that all season, even if they keep winning. Let's see. What do the Phillies have here? The Phillies have, what do they have coming up tonight here? Bing, 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 bing. Where are they here? Let's see. They got Tampa Bay tonight in St. Petersburg. That'll be, what, a 6:35 airtime? 7:10 start? That sounds right, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
6:35. So we don't have like a rerun of the Shikalimi Milton game, no?
No.
In the fall?
No.
No. Okay. Yep. We know somebody was trying to push that.
Yeah.
Cubs and Braves, scoreless top of the fifth inning. Pirates off to a great start. Were they 9-2?
Nine and three.
They're at Miami tonight.
Yeah, a little home run derby yesterday at Wrigley.
Polanco's driven in 15 runs this season. He leads the majors early in runs knocked in. He had a home run. Francisco Cervelli has been tremendous. He had a home run yesterday. I'm not a big believer in a lot of carryover from spring training to the regular season. You know, because guys are working on things. You could be 1-for-19 in spring training, and if you're 2-for-4 in opening day, your batting average is .500. But the Pirates actually hit for power in spring training. And to their credit, it is carried over into the regular season. They've been getting good pitching, and their bullpen, especially the back end of the bullpen, is really, really good. Vasquez, the closer, is in a lot of ways, at times, untouchable. All right, we'll come back more in a moment. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Flyers and Penguins coming up to Game 2 tonight. Eddie Garcia, Fox Sports, will join us. He is there. He's also at his own podcast called the Pucks Podcast now for 12 years, since 2006. He'll be on the show to join us. And then the King will join us. If you don't know who the King is by now, you don't get it. And not only, to his credit, he reminds us of it all the time. The first thing he'll say today when he comes on the show is, where are my pickles?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
No, he will. No, he will. You and I both know he will.
By the way, upper management giving a glowing compliment to that one Kevin Jones. Wonderful addition to the show. Heard that earlier this week.
Roger said that?
He did.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Because, you know what? I've tried to tell everybody for a long time, take his name out of it. Just take his name out of it. He knows his stuff. He watches a lot. He observes a lot. He listens a lot. Obviously, I think the world of him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he tolerates me. So, I mean...
Now, I remember a couple summers ago when you were on location getting ready for a Spikes game and doing a show up in the Northeast. It was in the middle of July, and we were coming out of commercial break, and you kind of said to me right out of the blue, it's like, hey, let's get my brother on the show. I was like, yeah, let's do it. The rest, they say, is history.
Well, he has been a great addition to the show, and I'm glad Roger feels that way. It means a lot to me that Roger said that. It means a lot to me that he said that. Because, in the end, I think everybody knows that's listened to the show how proud I am to work for Roger. So that means a lot that he said that. Now, what bothers me is the other part where Roger said, now the guy he's with. Kevin does a great job, but...
if that was spoken, let me make this clear. If that was spoken, I was not in the room at the time.
you ran for cover.
Duck and cover.
Duck and cover. That's great. That's great news. All right, great to have everybody with us on the show today. Oh, by the way, I want to point this out before we move forward. Tuesday is tax day. So if you haven't done it yet, find a way to do it this weekend.
Wait till Sunday. At least in the Valley, the weather's supposed to go a little downhill on Sunday. Don't do it tomorrow.
Yeah, no. I'm gonna get out and play a little bit of golf tonight. Now, I've gone out twice. Each time I've gone out, I'm like I've gone out to go out. But it's nice tonight. So, tonight I'm going to try and get a few holes in. I'm going to try and get a few holes in tomorrow after I have lunch with Wheels. Just have some fun. I doubt Wheels brought his clubs. It'll be good to see him at practice tomorrow, too. He'll actually get a chance to go. So we'll get some of his observations. Now, you know how it works between Wheels and myself. He'll ask me as many questions as I ask him.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.